And it's just endless scripture and science that blend together, proving the point that we as powerful human beings are able to create our next reality.
Today on The Believer's Voice of Victory, join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and Dr. Caroline Leaf and know how to achieve a sound mind. Start each day with a positive mindset centered on God's great love for you.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Father, we thank you today. We give you praise and honor. We thank you, sir, for your word. We thank you for the power of God in our lives. We open our hearts, we open our minds for revelation of Jesus. And we give you all the praise and the honor and the glory for everything that's done and everything that's said. In Jesus' name, amen. Would you join Gloria and me in welcoming Dr. Caroline Leaf to this broadcast again today?
Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Amen. Do you realize what a real privilege it is to sit here with such two beautiful young women? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody said, Brother Copeland, how do you live with somebody that anointed? And I said, very carefully.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, we're talking about this. Caroline's talking from her book, Think, Learn, and Succeed, Understanding and Using Your Mind to Thrive at School, the Workplace, and Life. Where were you 60 years ago when I needed you, girl? When I was the dumbest kid in the class. I really needed this.
No, you weren't the dumbest. You just were the most disinterested.
Oh, thank you, Gloria.
That's so nice.
Yeah,
that's true, too. That's true.
That's really not true. Well, yeah, I was disinterested and dumb both, I think. Praise the Lord. Let's look at our golden text for this week. In 2 Timothy 1:7, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear. I like to read it like this. God has not given us the spirit of fear. We know that's the devil. He is the spirit of fear. Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting. He is the spirit of fear, and he's also the spirit of death. Mm-hmm. So fear and death run hand in hand. Mm-hmm. God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but he has given us the spirit of power, the spirit of love, mm-hmm. and the spirit of a sound mind.
Amen.
A worry-filled mind is not a sound mind. An unforgiving mind is not a sound mind. It's a sick mind. That's the two illustrations over here. That mess on the right, full of death.
I was looking for somebody.
You mess up my thinking, girl.
That was so funny.
But a love-filled mind, oh, glory to God. Gloria Jean Copeland taught me how to love.
It's beautiful.
And all these years, we'll be married 57 years in April.
It's incredible.
And we've never had any kind of an argument. I did. I argued, but she never would argue back.
So that's good.
Really,
advice.
She just wouldn't do it.
Incredible.
And so, and then at 6 months after we got married, both of us accepted the Lord Jesus, were born again. And of course, our lives then totally changed. But even all through all of those years, we've lived without argument, we've lived without a household of strife.
Praise God.
And I think about all of the bad things we missed. I mean, there are all kinds of terrible household situations that we just passed by.
Amen. Praise God.
Because of a loving wife. Praise God. And I just can't express it enough. And I'm in good health today because of it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, definitely.
So, amen.
You've been very loving and kind and dear and generous.
Well, I'm really
I've
working
I've never asked Kenneth for anything in the financial realm or any other that he turned me down. Now, that's the kind of guy y'all want to have.
Exactly.
Amen. All right, praise God. Let's get back into this, Caroline.
Yes, I'm all ears. All ready to dive in. We were talking yesterday about, overarching question that I ask people is, what does love look like? And to make that practical, if we have this power, love, and sound mind, we're in a world today that's defining mental health as this huge, big, scary phenomenon that is on the rise, and all these statistics out there, and it's a fear-mongering. It's creating tremendous fear amongst people, and it's increasing chaotic thinking. And one of the things I mentioned yesterday was that people are dying 15 to 25 years younger from the mismanagement of mind. And when you bring a spirit of fear into a global community, you start also creating chaos in the mind, and you start creating the potential for early death, and etc. So what I want to try and do is help people understand what love looks like and how can you make sure you're accessing the wisdom of God, make it very hands-on, tangible. And one of the most logical things is, I mentioned in this book, I talk about 15 different mindsets that you can use to see, am I operating in love? And the first one is called the thinker mindset. We designed to think. We designed to be deeply intellectual. And what's very interesting is that you read the scriptures yesterday, and I'm sure you'll read them again, about the fact that our carnal nature, God's thoughts are above our thoughts, and our carnal nature doesn't, our physical is not going to last. I explained on Monday about how our spiritual nature is 99% and 1% is the physical. So what we see from the thinker mindset, which is an essential mindset that when you wake up in the morning, we need to make sure we're activating that, is that our brain actually physically and body, brain and body physically need a rest, because the mind is so powerful, the spirit is so powerful. So if you don't rest your mind, if you don't rest your brain by resting your brain will break down. And that can in itself lead to very chaotic cognitive dissonance inside the brain. So what that means is just simply switching off to the external and switching onto the internal and allowing yourself to connect with the Spirit of God and allowing your mind to literally daydream, to wonder. And as you're doing that, it's very, it's a brilliant exercise for increasing your intellect, your imagination, your creativity, because you're accessing the wisdom of God. You also get tremendous insight into those intrusive thoughts that 94% of the global population battle with intrusive thoughts. So it's not something just limited to someone with a label of OCD, which we shouldn't be giving, because OCD is not a scientific entity at all. It's just a description of thoughts that are popping up that are intrusive. OCD stands for obsessive compulsive disorder.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we're in the world today where the mind approach 50 years ago shifted. Instead of looking at the person in context with their story and this going through the human condition, the sufferings of life, the traumas, the general reactions to life, instead of considering that and the socioeconomic and all these factors, that's all been removed, and people's uniqueness and spiritual side is ignored. The person's dehumanized. This is the shift that happened 50 years ago. So the person's story hasn't been considered important. So that takes away this fundamental thing that we as humans need to do, and that's think deeply. Really get in touch with our spirit man. And what the research shows is that if you don't spend at least 15 minutes time during the course of the day where you just close your eyes, put down everything, and just let your mind wander and just imagine and create, you actually damage the physical brain. ideally, we should do that more often. And what that's revealing to us is it starts helping us to access the our spiritual nature. It also helps to see what's blocking our spiritual nature. So an intrusive thought, like constant, you know, that's when you get insight into these thoughts that are maybe the envy or the jealousy or the anger or these things that pop up that you've given too much energy to. Because it says in James 1:13 through 15, as you know the scripture, it's not God that tempts us. It's we that choose to give birth to the sin, and the sin will grow and then bring forth death. That's 13 through 15, that concept. Now, we see that scientifically as well. If we don't think about our thinking, and if we don't take time to build towards every 6 times a minute we are connecting with the Spirit of God, we do this by having a thinking mindset where we build in segments during the day where we train ourselves to switch off to the external, tune into the spiritual. If we don't do that, we actually damage the brain.
Let me plug scripture in there.
Yeah.
In Joshua 1:8.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
sitting up, lying down, the whole
lot. They've spent their 40 years, and it's now time to go across that Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And Joshua hadn't been there in 40 years. Now, last time he was there, there was some really big people over there in these walled cities and all of that. So that's still in his mind.
Yeah.
That's the memory that he has
exactly
of that place. So now he's about to go over there, and God begins to speak to him about his mind. Mm. Mm. And he said, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. In other words, my word shall not, don't you be saying anything other than what you got from me.
Exactly.
Don't be talking about what you saw over there and what you've been through for the last 40 years. Don't be talking about that. Yeah. Thou shalt meditate, the Hebrew word is mutter, or to talk to yourself, therein, day and night. That's just what you got through
exactly
describing. That you may observe, or that you may see into how to do according to all that's written therein.
Exactly.
Then
it will make
think,
good,
learn, succeed. Then you will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success.
Exactly.
That's just exactly
what, yes,
what you, the working, the title of your book.
Exactly.
And he said, have I not commanded you, be strong and be of good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. The Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever you go. But if you don't meditate on that, it won't be long the giants get back on your mind.
Well, exactly. You're going to then allow whatever you give energy to will grow. Whatever you think about the most grows physically in your brain. So every time that you think, you feel. Every time you think and feel, you choose. Every time you do that spiritual stuff, you create structural change in your brain.
You build
thoughts. So you're either building trees of healing, Revelation 22, 1 through 5, or you're building leaves of destruction, trees of destruction, with every single thought. And they can always be changed. You know, we can change everything.
Hope is over here.
Hope is over there. This is the substance and evidence, Hebrews 11, 1. The faith is the substance and evidence of things hoped for.
So you're meditating in this.
Yes.
And the more you look at it, you don't let it depart from your eyes, you begin to see yourself.
You do. You see yourself differently. So on a day-to-day basis, we have to think, you wake up in the morning and you're dealing with life. You've got kids, family, work, whatever. You have to be in that zone. You have to live in that love zone, in the perfect you zone. And that's a choice that you're making every 10 seconds. And then you're accessing, then you're doing that. Because if you're in the love zone, you're going to access the wisdom of God. So then as you speak into that, respond to that email, respond to your children, respond to your spouse, respond to your boss, whatever it may be, you are actually operating from that zone. So you become like a radio. And a radio takes a non-physical light wave and through complex electronic equipment converts it. And then you hear the sound. We are that radio in the middle, and we need to access this wisdom, this energy from the love energy, and let it transform us by by the renewing of our mind and all that stuff, and so that we speak that word in season, that we don't sound like a clanging gong. So there's all the scriptures. Scientifically, it's exactly that you will speak what you have been thinking about, what you give energy to. Mm-hmm. So if I remove energy from the toxicity, if I focus on God's thoughts, the love zone, I remove energy from this. When this has no energy, this dies. You speak into that mountain, you're casting it into the sea. I mean, there's just endless scripture and science that blend together, proving the point that we as powerful human beings are able to create our next reality.
Well, and that Proverbs next reality is 18.
Yes.
It's so simple, you have to have help to misunderstand.
Exactly, but people do misunderstand.
It says the power of death and life are in the tongue.
Exactly, which comes from the mind.
But the tongue, is tied to this.
Exactly, which is tied to
what's
your mind.
What's in here comes out
of
here.
Out of your mouth, yeah. And we've got to control it before it comes out.
Yeah.
Or when it comes out, we've got to self-regulate. And that's the other thing. We have to live self-regulated lives. If we've got to bring every thought into captivity, that means that we are regulating. What am I saying? What is my reaction? Am I observing my own body movements now? Am I looking at you? Am I really listening? Am I looking at the impact that I'm having in my next conversation? Or am I just blabbing on chaotic thoughts, pouring out these things, being this clanging gong? Or am I really taking... It doesn't mean you slow down. It just means that you connect with power correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And the correct power, not access
now
the distorted
back to choice.
Power. It's choice.
Yeah.
You're choosing life or death. You have to choose. It's a moment by moment choice. And that requires discipline and that requires work. And we live today in a very fast-paced life where William Davis's poem, that what is this life if full of care, we have no time to stand and stare, to stand beneath the boughs and stare as long as sheep and cows. I mean, I'm quoting a poem, but we are so connected that we're disconnected. We're so busy gathering data that we don't think through the data. We are so connected in this technological age that we are the loneliest that we have ever been, ever in history. The youth in the United States of America are considered the loneliest youth globally. More people die annually from loneliness and the lack of love than any other disease known to mankind. So disconnection
from... Say that
from
again, Carolyn.
More people are dying from the lack of love.
Lack of love.
Which goes hand in hand with loneliness than any other disease known to mankind. Our energy is growing as we connect with each other, the energy of life. So when we're alone, we get into toxic patterns and that kills our body, literally. Mm-hmm. So through our mind, we are wiping out our physical nature. That's why we have to integrate, we have to entangle our lives with other people, which is a law of quantum physics. Every single law in quantum physics is a law that is spiritual. Entanglement means the law of relationship. We are designed as humanity for relationship, primarily with God, first and foremost, with the source. Prayer, heaven is at hand, so God is all around us. We're immersed in God's wisdom. And then secondly, we manifest this love with each other through our relationships. Love is always connected. What needs to be broken is incorrect love, so distorted love. So when people are alone, when people have gone through abuse and trauma, that kind of thing, if you don't forgive, which is a mindset, the forgiven after the thinker mindset, which we were talking about when we started the show, we're taking time to really think things through, you need to have a forgiveness mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the morning when you wake up, the first thing you need to think, I talk about these mindsets like dressing yourself, literally. Dress yourself, your first piece of clothing, like we put on the word, and et cetera, this aligns with that. I have to wake up immediately and say, I'm going to think today. I'm going to control my thoughts. I'm going to, every 10 seconds, I'm going to make sure that I take time to rest my brain so I don't get so tired that I can't access the wisdom of God. I'm going to know that during the course of today, there is bound to be someone who says or does or emails something that is going to offend me or whatever, or going to upset me or something like that. So I start my day with a forgiveness mindset, where I know I'm going to not get caught up in something. If something comes up from the past that I've gone through some sort of trauma or something like that, I determine to have a forgiveness mindset, because that means that I disentangle from that toxic environment that otherwise I've got energy still supplying it. So if you think of the world of eternity, the spiritual world, it's something we don't fully understand, but quantum physics starts giving us a glimpse. And we see that there is no space-time dimension. And now we understand that God talks about God created time, so God's beyond space and time. God is alwaysness, God is eternal. So what we have in our spirit man is this eternal nature which we know. So we see scientifically now, we can start seeing through the science of quantum physics, this a hint of this eternal nature. And one thing we see from the science of quantum physics is that when two particles are put into relationship, you can separate those particles by whatever distance you want. They're still entangled. So if one turns this way, the other will turn that way. If we translate that back to humanity, to life, to day-to-day living, that means that you and I, we friends, we've connected, we talk, there's a love connection. Before I met you, personally, there was still a love connection because love is always connected. But the bond grows bigger as you connect with people. Now, let's say that there's people in our lives that have hurt us. That is a toxic relationship. Love relationships can never be broken. They can only be grown, but a toxic relationship can be broken, and that's what forgiveness does. So in the quantum world, there's like this invisible connection. There's no space or time. There's a connection that we don't understand. It's called non-locality and also non-time, which is God's nature. Exactly. So
He's
always now. Yeah. So we have that in our nature. So if someone's hurt you or traumatized you, whatever, that means it's always now until I forgive. As soon as I forgive, I disconnect the toxic entanglement because it's abnormal and I'm now no longer connected. If I stay connected, I keep giving energy to this and it grows and grows and grows. So even if I don't think I'm thinking about it, it's still there.
It's still there.
That person may be 10,000 miles away and they think about you, but in an ugly way, you still got a direct line of connection. I'm still plugged in. So forgiveness is an unplugging. So that's a mindset we need to put on. I need another mindset. We have to control our thinking. How many could have, would have, should have, if only. Are we wasting our time during the day? What are we just reacting, shooting from the hip? Do I determine in the morning to wake up and decide I'm going to think today?
The scripture just jumped into my thinking. There is therefore
no
now. You can't say now a while ago. Now.
Exactly. It's always nowness.
It's now. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus.
Exactly, because the past, present, and future all blend into one. And that is actually been shown by quantum physics. They are showing this incredible nature of nowness, which is this. So time, as we understand it in the physical realm, like
so
now, tomorrow, next week.
You're lying in the bed at night thinking about all the things you wish you hadn't done, but you did. So you got to face reality. I did that. But thank God for the blood.
You can rewire
thank
it.
Thank God for repentance and
exactly.
cleansing from all unrighteousness.
Exactly.
And the devil just bombarding you, you just stop him right where he is. No, Satan, that was then. This is now.
Exactly. You've reconceptualized
this is
it.
Now.
Exactly. You've reconceptualized that. Redesign, reconceptualize. So it's part of your story. But as Paul says, once I was like that, now I'm like this. So you remember how you were, but you're no longer bound by that. Do you know that there's more books on guilt and shame in the Christian environment than in any other environment? Why? Why are we people writing so many books about guilt and shame when that's not something that in itself is toxic? It keeps us stuck in the pain. It's like saying, God, I don't really believe that Jesus rose, faced the Gethsemane, got into Gethsemane, faced the pain, and rose again. We have to...
Let's take that about what you just said about sorrow and shame. It's extremely important. We're out of time. But let's start there for tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good.
That is vital information. Praise. Yes. Hasn't this been good?
Yes.
Oh, come on.
Yes.
Oh, praise God.
Information is more available and accessible than ever. Yet many find themselves feeling alone, overwhelmed by the constant bombardment from social media and the chaos of their day. In her latest book, Think, Learn, Succeed, Dr. Caroline Leaf teaches you to better understand and use your mind to build a life that is filled with significance. With over 3 decades of experience in communication pathology, Dr. Leaf has created 3 practical tools to assist you in your journey towards success in life. The Mindset Guide identifies 15 mindsets and gives you insight into the powerful part they play in shaping how you see the world. The gift profile will reveal the unique way you process information by helping you understand how you think. And the five-step learning process will switch on your brain so that it can grow and build useful memories, leading to improved work performance and stronger relationships. Renew your mind daily with the Word and shift your life from survival mode to success in God.
Order Dr. Caroline Leaf's book, Think, Learn, Succeed, at a special price of $16.99 on our website, kcm.org/TV special, or call 800-600-7395. Shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. You can improve your memory and increase your learning. As you optimize your thought life, you'll unlock your hidden potential to live a meaningful, well-lived life.
God is a master planner. And from before the foundation of the world, He had a plan for you, and that plan was and is success. And Ephesians 2:10 says, we are God's masterpiece. He's created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the things that God planned for us long ago. I'm inviting you today, get to know the One who made you, who created you. And the first step in that is making Jesus the Lord and the Savior of your life. And if you've never done that, it's simple. It's just a prayer away. You just say this out loud with me. Father in heaven, I come to you in Jesus' name, and I ask you to forgive me of all my sin, wipe away my past. Jesus, be the Lord of my life. I believe in my heart that you are the Son of God. I confess with my mouth that you died for me and you rose again for me. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Father, take my life and do something with it and fill me with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, it's a simple prayer, but the Bible says when you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth that Jesus is your Lord, you are saved. And there's a grace deposit that's been made on the inside of you. And what you and I need to do now, and our whole lives are about this, is drawing up by faith what God has put on the inside of us. And inside you right now is the mind of Christ, the mind of the anointing, which means you have a sound mind. You have a worry-free mind. Now, to help you learn more about this and who you are in Christ Jesus, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a free package that we'd like to send to you. It's our salvation package. In this package is a book called He Did It All For You. Along with that, we're going to send you two brochures to help you find out more about how to study the Bible, how to read the Bible. And if you were born again today, I want you to call us. I want you to get in touch with us because we want to celebrate with you. We want to welcome you to the family of God. You are a part now of the household of faith. So if you want this package, all you have to do is let us know you want it. Today, go to kcm.org and we'll get this to you right away. Now, tomorrow on the broadcast, Brother Copeland, Sister Copeland, Dr. Caroline Leaf, they're going to show us how perfect love casts out fear, gets rid of sadness and hopelessness. You don't want to miss this broadcast. There are life-changing truths in Revelation that we all need to hear. Amen. Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember, God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast is available to you free on DVD, CD, or digital download at kcm.org. Shipping charges may apply. Keep your faith strong with the Word of God and step into a year of abundant harvest.